The market has been getting to record highs, but it also has investors worried about where it might go. It is tough to tell what is good looking from what is not, but we're here to talk about what's dangerous. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. This is where we talk with the experts from New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. And they do this by looking at securities, well, quite honestly, differently from almost anybody out there. Because the idea is to dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. It is forensic accounting meets discounted cash flow analysis. And what frequently happens, perhaps all too often, is that there is a misleading picture. Is that if you look at a stock from the top down, you think,
you are so good looking.
But at New Constructs, they ask a different question.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
And if they find out that, yeah, you're not actually so good looking, things are maybe ugly, then you're dangerous. If you want to find out more about how it works, you want to get their Danger Zone picks, because they blog about them all, you want to see the list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks, go to newconstructs.com. On Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer is the president and founder of the firm. David, great to have you back on Money Life.
It is great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Pinterest.
Danger, danger.
Pinterest. Ticker symbol P-I-N-S. Pins. This is a company that you talked about once before, but back then it wasn't even a stock. It was just we're getting ready to be a stock. It was IPO. It was one of the first pre-IPOs you ever talked about. You were just getting into the spot where you were researching pre-IPOs. So this was dangerous at birth. Is it more dangerous or just still dangerous now?
Oh, it's way more dangerous now. It's up 168% since the IPO. And at the time of our pre-IPO research, we noted that, you know, this one was not as extraordinarily overvalued as some of these other IPOs that had come around, like Snap. But it's gotten there. And this one is sort of easy, right? Like, if they don't improve their ARPU, or average revenue per user, which is a very important number, right? Like, that's how much they make per user. That doesn't mean there's any profit, because there isn't a profit. But let's just talk revenue per user. The revenue per user has got to go up by 900%, and they have to have two-thirds as many users as Facebook. That's what the current stock price is implying. Right. So, and by the way, a 900% improvement in ARPU is equal to where Facebook's ARPU is. So they're going to be as profitable as Facebook and have two-thirds as many users. That's what's priced in. That's what Pinterest is going to do. That's the current stock price.
Yeah. We talked about it back when it was going public in 2019. IPO, of course, stands for it's probably overpriced. And you were talking about, yeah, that fit back then, even though it wasn't as bad as Snapchat and a couple of others. So this is just popular internet stocks. People think they understand them. Let's keep going without any regard to the real numbers.
It feels like that. Absolutely. I mean, they have a negative 34% operating profit margin, negative 18% return on invested capital. Their primary competitors, especially when you're looking like at Google and Facebook, are very profitable. And they account for upwards of 50% of digital ad spending as well. So that, you know, they're a small player trying to take on much bigger players. You know, another good point of comparison is Facebook, 2.7 billion monthly average users, Instagram, 1 billion, Twitter, 330 million, YouTube at 2 billion, right? These guys are a small fraction of those monthly users, 416 million, right? It's not so much that Pinterest is like a bad site. It's a great site. I think it's just hard for them to make money because I think people are happy to go to Pinterest, check stuff out, but they don't necessarily need to buy on Pinterest. In a world where switching costs are so low and you can, oh, you see something on this webpage that looks great. Well, you type something in on another webpage to go buy it to make sure you get the best price, right? You throw it into Google, you throw it into Amazon. That's where you do your purchasing because that's where you've got your, you know, got everything set up. And so Pinterest is more of like a magazine or a showroom, and I think a lot less of a monetization platform. That's the big difference here. I think people like it. They like sharing stuff. They like seeing stuff. They like browsing it, but they don't like to buy on it. And if people don't like to buy on it, then they can't really monetize the content. If they can't monetize the content, they're not going to ever make any money.
So how out of whack is this price? I mean, Let's talk with some growth and maybe with no growth.
In our more realistic scenario, if they can get to a 16% profit margin, equal to the best profit margin Twitter's ever had, compared to negative 1% now, and grow revenue by about 20% compounded annually for a decade, the stock's worth only $15.
And it's trading at 50 today.
Correct.
And the no growth value?
The no growth value is a big negative because the company's got no profit. So our no growth valuations assume that current profits stay the same, right? And that's the no growth, right? No growth and profit. Well, you don't have any profit to begin with, then I guess you should say you're in trouble.
There is something that makes people hold on to a stock like Pinterest when they hear a report like this, which is the idea that there will be a buyer for the whole thing. Like, hey, Pinterest, it's a service, it's a name. People recognize that it's got some measure of brand value that maybe doesn't show up in the balance sheet, but somebody's going to want to buy it. Is there a value you would expect if the company were to be sold?
We call this stupid money risk, Chuck, and we created the term stupid money risk back in the day when we put Mattress Firm in the danger zone. They got bought out a few months later at some 20, 30% premium by some South African company that within 6 months wrote the company down to zero. They just fell in the grenade for some reason. I don't know why. Ever since then, we kind of looked at ourselves in our publishing team meetings and said, all right, we can be right as rain, but someone still might come in and buy the company because there's just stupid money risk out there. Most every one of our danger zone reports has a stupid money risk section where we say, okay, let's play that scenario out. Let's say, for example, Microsoft decides they want this content. And what's a fair price for Microsoft to pay? And we would say a fair price is the value that would get Pinterest to where it was actually earning enough profit to equal a return on capital that's equal to Microsoft's cost of capital. In other words, what price at a reasonable expectation for profit growth justifies buying Pinterest? Microsoft's got to think about, if I'm going to allocate $10 billion, I need to get at least, let's say, $1 billion in profit so I can earn a 10% return on this investment, right? So we run through multiple scenarios. And what we come back with is that for Microsoft to earn at least a 6% return on capital here, which is just equal to their cost of capital, it's not going to be value accretive in any way. It's just going to be value neutral. You know, we're talking between $14 and $19 a share. And we don't see any positive value that Microsoft can pay for Pinterest if they want to earn a return on investment in Pinterest comparable to their existing return on invested capital.
So, of course, $14 a share is worse than the $15 a share that was a reasonable growth value. So even the stupid money risk here, probably not that good. You shouldn't be buying it as a takeover play. You shouldn't be buying it at all because Pinterest, P-I-N-S, well, it was a bad idea when it was in the box. It's a bad idea out of the box. And according to David Trainer,
you can't fix stupid.
You can't fix stupid. And that would be what you're trying to do if you're buying Pinterest, ticker symbol P-I-N-S, right now. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
Again, Pinterest, P-I-N-S, the Danger Zone pick this week. You can learn more at newconstructs.com. On Twitter at New Constructs, they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so there's more information for you there. Up next, Mona Mahajan from Allianz Global Investors, here to talk the market.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.